Hello and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And over the past week, the web content management industry has been abuzz with some talk about a recent acquisition of not only Ektron, which is based in Nashua, New Hampshire, but also EPI Server, which is based in Stockholm, Sweden. And for listeners who aren't familiar with WCM software, it's technology that helps companies manage and publish content to their websites. So given the overlap in functionality of Ektron and EPI Server, what are the prospects of these acquisitions for customers? What do they mean for the market as a whole? To discuss these issues, I have joining me today Ron Miller, an enterprise technology reporter and a content management expert. So, Ron, welcome. It's a great pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So I have many questions for you, and this may be a story that we'll have to watch in the coming weeks.
But no doubt.
But to start, can you explain briefly what's been going on in terms of the sale of Ektron?
Yeah, well, it's been a bit of a mess. It started last week when I started hearing some chatter from sources about an Ektron sale, and slowly it emerged that Hassel KKR, which is a private equity firm that had invested in Ektron in the past last spring, was going to be buying. They were the buyer. But, as the story developed, it just seemed to get stranger and stranger. So on Friday, Ektron finally issued a press release stating that, Hassel KKR was making what they called a significant equity investment in Ektron, but they stopped short of calling it a sale. So, this seems a little strange to me, so I got on the phone with Ektron president Tim McKinnon, who told me straight out, this is not a sale, it's an equity investment. So shortly after I got off the phone, though, a document was leaked online indicating, guess what, it was in fact a sale, and it was really clear from this document that it was a sale. I mean, use that language. So I got back on the phone with McKinnon, and he admitted to me that the deal was done earlier that week, and that it was, yes, a sale, and that at that point, what could he say? So the bottom line is that Ektron is now owned by Hassel KKR. It's still not quite clear what their stake is. It's probably more than 50% and less than 100, but, those kinds of details are just not available right now.
Okay, so my next question is, Hassel KKR also purchased EPI Server.
They did indeed.
So let's talk about the dimensions of that deal and what that might mean.
All right, so as it turns out, Hassel KKR is not done, right? So over the weekend, I started hearing that, EPI Server might be part of the deal. And in fact, it came out that they were being bought by Hassel KKR as well. It's still not clear whether they want to keep these companies separate or combine them. But what's interesting is that when EPI made the announcement, they called it an equity investment as well and stopped short of calling it a sale. So, I'm not sure what the big deal is here. Why not call a sale a sale? But for what it's worth, I tried calling Hassel KKR. They refused to comment for me. I don't understand what the big mystery is here. This is, a couple of small web content management companies. It's not like this, I don't understand the intrigue around it, to be honest, but this is what it is. And the fact that they both use the exact same language sort of leads me to believe that came from, Hassel KKR telling them that this is what they wanted them to call it. Mm-hmm. But why they wouldn't call it a sale, I really have no idea.
So you've written a little bit about the commoditization in the market and the overlap in these two offerings kind of feature set. So can you talk a little bit about that and what that might mean if the two were to merge, just and generally the state of the market as a whole?
Right. Well, that's an interesting question, and it depends who you ask, and some people think it's a good match, and some people think it's not. For now, what I'm hearing is that they won't be merging the two companies. That's not to say they will never do it, but my understanding is that they won't be merging them. And I say that with a caveat that this story changes like every 5 minutes. So you never know what's going to happen. But, you know, both are .NET web content management systems. They have different markets, APIs in Europe, Ektron's in the U.S. So, you know, they fill in each other's blanks in terms of market share, and it kind of would make sense on that level to put them together. But from what I've heard, API is a superior technology. Ektron's a bit older technology. So could you see them being combined? You could, but, you know, one person I said thought it would be a disaster. Well, you know, several other people said, oh, no, good idea. So, you know, that goes to show that it depends who you ask, right? But, you know, another factor to consider here is that Ektron has been making a conversion to the cloud. And, you know, one analyst I spoke to told me that Ektron had tremendous income potential by converting older on-premise customers to their cloud product. So, and he believed that's why, you know, Accel KKR was buying them. You have a similar kind of dynamic going on at EPI where they introduced a cloud product a couple of years ago. So, again, there's a lot of overlap, but what they're going to do with it, I just don't know. And, you know, as I said, they're not saying.
Right. So, you know, I recently talked with another expert in this in the web content management space, and we were talking a little bit about digital asset management. And whether, you know, that kind of bodes for a revitalization of this market where it's more about managing, you know, video and audio and photos, kind of some of the more forward-looking aspects of the whole web content realm. Do you see that as a possibility, like those two areas kind of merging?
I'm not sure about that. You know, I've heard that digital asset management, you know, much like I'm sure you've heard, is growing. And it's growing because the types of content you just listed, you know, there's more and more of that. And interestingly enough, just as a, you know, to link it back to Ektron and EPI, Accel KKR also owns North Plains, which is a, you know, digital asset management vendor. So, you know, perhaps there is a connection between them. But, you know, I think, you know, web content management is splintering, but not necessarily around digital asset management, which has remained kind of a separate niche. But within website web content management, we're seeing, you know, standard website management, of course, digital presence, sales and marketing, and you know, all of that that seems to be coming together under the WCM umbrella. But I think in my estimation, digital asset management is probably going to stay separate, and the other three will become, you know, the focus of web content management moving forward.
Okay, so that kind of leads to my last question for this segment, which is, so what does all of this mean for 2015?
Well, that's a good question. I think we're really at a crossroads, you know, as an industry, and, you know, there are some obvious questions here, you know. Will this expected consolidation that we've been, will there be more consolidation? So will that occur? Will web content management be able to define itself, you know, based under those three things that we talked about just now? And, you know, how this is all going to shake out is just not clear. I think we're seeing something similar on the, you know, enterprise content management side. You know, can they continue to maintain, you know, these big traditional players, and do customers still want these monolithic systems that take months or years to implement? And, you know, how these companies are going to make that pivot to, you know, mobile in the cloud? And, you know, again, how is this all going to play out? So we've been seeing these changes coming for years now, right? I mean, we go to the same conferences, we hear the same thing, and for years and years we've been hearing this, and I think it's honestly possible that finally all of this will be coming to a head next year.
So you're foreshadowing another conversation I think we might have about 2015 trends in content management more generally and some of the shifts that we're going to see. And so much appreciated to have your insight on this particular sliver of the market. And together, I hope we'll watch this and some of the upcoming trends for next year. So, Ron, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And for more on web content management, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.